Yes, politics, always interesting, always fun, and there has been quite a bit of a little dust-up in Canadian politics in the last couple of days. Former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien has harshly criticized the current Prime Minister and his handling of relations with China. Current Prime Minister Stephen Harper has struck back, calling Mr. Chrétien a hypocrite. And to find out more about all the fuss, I am joined by my colleague Lynn Desjardins. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Mark.
All right, let's begin at the beginning. When did all this start?
Well, former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien had delivered this breakfast speech to lawyers and judges at the annual meeting of Quebec's Bar Association. Now, he opened up the floor to questions and was asked about the Olympics. Mr. Chrétien then launched into some pretty heavy criticism of the current Prime Minister. He said Mr. Harper's decision to skip the opening ceremonies was a mistake with potentially costly consequences for Canadian trade. He pointed out that China is the second biggest economy in the world, and in 50 years it will be the biggest. Mr. Chrétien then accused Mr. Harper of undoing the careful work of previous Canadian Prime Ministers.
Starting with Diefenbaker, Trudeau, and all of us, we established very good relations, relatively speaking, with China. And suddenly, you know, you break the bridge.
Mr. Chrétien added he would not have hesitated himself for a second to attend the Beijing Games. Well, Prime Minister Stephen Harper was having none of it. He took no time in responding to the criticism.
I would just point out that Mr. Chrétien almost never attended Olympics when he was Prime Minister for 13 years. I think he did once in 13 years.
And the Prime Minister went on to say that Jean Chrétien's comments were hypocritical, and he dismissed the importance of not attending the Olympics and said, you know, that at the time he had work that he had to get to in Canada.
Mm-hmm. And I guess things actually went a little bit downhill from there.
Well, they did, Mark. One of the cabinet ministers, Jason Kenney, weighed in. He said that when he was in office, former Prime Minister Chrétien's China policy was influenced by business plans for after he retired and the interests of his rich and powerful friends.
Aha, uh-huh. Private interests getting in the way. Meow! Well, besides business interests,
Mr. Chrétien
also has a family connection to the appropriately named Power Corporation.
Well, that's right, Mark. His daughter is married to one of the heads of this huge conglomerate, Power Corporation, which does business in China. Mr. Chrétien is also a lawyer and a consultant, and many of his clients do business in China. He himself has made many trips there since his retirement. And one longtime China watcher says that those things make it really unseemly for Mr. Chrétien to comment. Charles Burton is a former advisor to the Canadian Embassy in China and now teaches political science at Brock University.
Well, I think that there is some truth in the idea that the Liberal Party, key members of the Liberal Party, are involved in businesses that are closely associated with the Chinese Communist authorities. While it's only sort of smoke and mirrors, a perception is there that's unseemly. And I think from that point of view, it's probably prudent that Mr. Chrétien not make these kinds of statements, in that they do interfere with Canada's ongoing foreign policy. And Mr. Chrétien is no longer involved in politics. He's not an elected member anymore.
Professor Burton says Mr. Chrétien would be better off giving constructive advice to the Prime Minister and doing so in private.
Now, of course, this is relatively big news amongst political circles here in Canada. Has there been any reaction? Has this made the news in China?
Well, it has. Apparently, Mr. Chrétien's comments were carried in the official Chinese newspaper, so clearly they've been noticed by Chinese authorities. But Professor Burton doesn't think the fact that the Prime Minister did not go to the Olympics is really going to have a bad effect on relations between China and Canada.
Well, I don't think that Mr. Harper not going to the opening ceremonies has a lot to do with Canada-China bilateral relations. The Olympics is not a Canada-China event. It's a sports meet. And so from that point of view, I don't think that it's something that's going to seriously impact on our relations with China, because the fundamentals of the relations are based on economics and politics, and not really about whether Canada is doing the Chinese government honor by appearing at the opening ceremonies that really celebrates China's government's accomplishments. So I think from that point of view, Mr. Harper not going is not a big blow to our bilateral relations.
At the same time, though, Professor Burton thinks it is fitting that Canada not celebrate the current regime in China.
I think so, from a personal point of view, because of the Chinese government's actions with regard to suppression of demonstrations in Tibet and the crackdown in Xinjiang and the Chinese government's support of the regime in Sudan and the regime in Zimbabwe and the regime in Burma, that maybe from the Canadian point of view, we don't want to be celebrating the current regime in China, that we should have bilateral relations based on interests, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we want to endorse that regime as such, because there's so many areas that Canadians have concerns about with regard to what the government of China under the Chinese Communist Party is doing both domestically and internationally.
And Professor Burton says it really comes down, to a balancing act.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't manage to hear the clips of Mr. Chrétien directly, but I understand that he also criticized the current Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, for the action of having greeted the Dalai Lama in an official manner on Parliament Hill, something I think a lot of Canadians were in favor of.
Well, you're quite right. The Harper and the Harper government responded by saying publicly that it was all members of parliament from all parties that unanimously voted to make the Dalai Lama an honorary citizen, and that includes the Liberals, which of course is Mr. Chrétien's affiliation. And the government noted that it would be disturbing to think that Canada would let a foreign power dictate whom it should honor. Professor Burton, for his part, says, it really was to honor the man as a spiritual leader, and he didn't think it was a political act by Canada. And he says, China may have griped about it, but in the end, it really didn't adversely affect relations between the two countries.
From the point of view of the national interest, while the Chinese government often makes rather inflammatory threats of potential consequences if Canada doesn't withdraw its support for the Dalai Lama as a great spiritual leader and humanitarian, once the matter's over, nothing seems to happen. There's really nothing that China's going to do in terms of trade embargoes or other actions that would damage both sides' interests. So it seems to be mostly about posturing than anything substantive. And I don't think that Canada's China relationship has suffered because of our showing respect for the Dalai Lama.
So in the end, Professor Burton doesn't agree with the former Prime Minister's criticism of Canada's relations with China, and he doesn't agree with the fact that he made those comments. And he seems to think that Canada is doing a pretty good job of balancing both its concerns about the Chinese government and also at the same time maintaining a good trade relationship with that country.
So in the end, perhaps a tempest in a teapot type of thing.
Something like that, Mark.
All right. Thank you very much for this, Lynn.
You're welcome, Mark.
And that is my colleague Lynn Desjardins here on The Link on Radio Canada International. Any thoughts on this yourself? Did you manage to catch that little exchange on the news you were seeing or hearing in Canada? What do you think? Did Mr. Chrétien say the right thing, the wrong thing? Did Mr. Harper say the right thing or the wrong thing? You can contact us by email, thelink@rcinet.ca, if you have an opinion on this. Right now, let's hear some appropriate music to follow Lynn's report. This piece in the background is by one of the world's most accomplished pipa players. That's the ancient Chinese lute, for lack of a better description. This is Montreal resident Liu Fang, and it's from her CD, The Soul of Pipa, Classical Chinese Pipa Music. And this is a piece called The Ancient Tunes from Yangzhou.
Thank you.
And that is some music in the background there by Montreal resident Liu Fang, who actually was my guest here in studio a couple of months ago, a wonderful pipa player, the ancient Chinese lute. World-renowned, actually, a pipa player is she. And that is from her CD, The Soul of Pipa, Classical Chinese Pipa Music, and a piece was called The Ancient Tunes from Yangzhou. You are listening to The Link here on RCI. My name is Mark Montgomery. Toronto's Pearson